720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Allstate Showcase Studios on the West Coast, live in Hollywood. We're out here doing Sullivan and Son. We will tape the show tomorrow. But one person that we ran into, who I've watched on the show, and I'm a big fan. You were a big fan of Wonder Years. He plays Jack Sullivan. He plays Steve Burns' dad on the show. We'd like to welcome to the show. It's Dan Loria. Dan, how are you, sir? What's happening?
Nothing much, but thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I want to apologize on behalf of Pete McMurray. We interrupted your golf game today to ask you to come on the show tonight, so we apologize for interrupting the golf.
Now, let me explain to people what happens here, because TV people don't really, you know, Dan, I know it's a difficult job memorizing lines, but it seems like it takes all day, so there's many breaks, and you guys had a break for lunch, and the cast left, and Dan walks over to a net, and you have a little green set up, and you were hitting golf balls into a net.
Yeah, I need a lot more practice with my golf than I do with memorizing my line.
Now, you know, you did Wonder Years. You've done, a thousand movies. Tell me how you got the role with Steve. How did you two hook up, you and Steve Byrne?
Well, I was doing Lombardi on Broadway, which is real work. Mm-hmm. You don't make much money. And Vince Vaughn saw it and said, how would you like to make a lot more money and don't do anything? So I said, sure. And that's how I got the part of Steve's dad.
I mean, is it fun doing...
You saw what we do. Come on. That's like falling asleep under the cash register.
Well, it's crazy. And for, you know, a seasoned actor like you, I mean, if they just go over the lines over and over. I have one line. I think I did mine four times today, and we were on set for 6 or 7 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, today was not for the actors. Today was for the cameraman.
Right.
So the director is deciding what shots to do. But, you know, on modern television, they do every... It's not like the, you know, Jackie Gleason and R. Carney where they do it live and you got to keep going. They shoot every line about 16 different ways and they chop it all up, you know.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's easy. And it's a lot of fun. You see how Steve is on the set. He just encourages us to make jokes, and every once in a while I end up in a script, you know.
I mean, I kept hearing from people over and over that they love Steve Byrne and they love, you know, working on the show. I mean, everybody, it truly is. If there's chemistry there, the show's going to work. That's why it's in its third season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of fun. Of course, you know, we have three other stand-ups. We have, you know, Roy Wood, Ahmed Ahmed, and Owen Benjamin. Mm-hmm. So no matter, you know, you could walk in with the worst day of your life. You have tears in your eyes. My dog just died. And you're going to get 20 minutes of dead dog jokes, you know, but you're going to laugh. You know, these guys are hysterical. I've never had more fun working on a project.
Well, it is fun. We're talking with Dan Loria. Now, people know you from The Wonder Years. I mean, what a great show. As soon as I saw your face, I'm like, oh, my God, that's the dad in Wonder Years. And I mean, you must get that all the time.
Oh, yeah, thankfully. You know, like Jack Lemmon always said, start worrying when they stop recognizing you.
Right.
Then you're in trouble. So, you know, I'm very grateful for The Wonder Years. It's finally going to come out on DVD after all these years. They screwed up the rights to the music. So now they've straightened it out, and after 20-something years, it's going to be out on DVD.
Are you kidding me? It's been that long? Really?
Oh, yeah. You kidding? Fred's 38. Winnie Cooper's 39.
That's right.
Winnie Cooper.
Gorgeous as ever, you know.
Yeah, and Danica, she's a math genius. What's up with that?
Yeah, oh, no. You know, you guys only read about the kids who screw up. You know, you never read about all the kids on the Wonder Years are doing. Jason Hervey, the older brother, is a big producer in reality shows. Josh Saviano played Paulie, is a big entertainment lawyer. He's the lawyer for Spider-Man, the Broadway play.
Really?
Danica has written her fourth math book. You know, Olivia's still working as an actress. Fred is one of the leading directors in four-camera live television, like shows like Sullivan and Son. We can't even get him on our show because he's so backed up, and he's booked for like the next 4 years.
You're kidding.
Know, so, no, and Allie, who play my wife, is on a soap opera. You know, our business is just like any other business. 15% of the people I work with are total jerks. And 85% actually are good people, like almost all the guys from Chicago, like Joe Montaigne and Denny Farina and, you know, and Benny Franz. You know, really good, solid people. Gary Cole. They really care about what they're doing.
Right.
And the only difference between my business and any other business is we promote the 15% that are jerks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Well, that happens in radio, too. Really?
Yeah, like 15% of the kids who are on a TV show as a kid screw up.
Yeah.
The other 85% you never hear about.
Well, you told me a story on set today when we were talking about the Cubs and how you went back to a Cub game. Can you tell that story to our listeners?
Yeah. Joe Montaigne is one of my dear friends. He and Dennis, unfortunately, Dennis Farina just passed away. But we were in Chicago. We were actually doing a reading of a play. And they said, come on, we're going to a Cubs game. You know, and I'm with these guys who are icons there. And I'm figuring we're going to be in the owner's box. And we're going. They said, no, we're going to go to the bleachers. I said, you cheap bastards, I'll buy the tickets. They said, no, trust us. You know. So I got to tell you, we never bought a drink the whole day. We
well,
had
of course.
A ball. And they're crazy. One fan actually threw a snake at the guy playing left field for the other team.
That's the Cubs, man. People, the bleacher bums, they bring things in. And by the way, they bring balls, too. Because if you get a home run ball, you got to throw it back on the field. So they bring fake balls in their pocket in case they catch one.
I know. They started that. Throw it back, you know.
Right, right. So if I ever sit in the bleachers, you know.
For the other side, that was for sure, you know.
Right. Now, do you still hang out with those guys? Joe Montaigne, he comes back to Chicago every once in a while. I know he's here doing the show.
Yeah, I don't see Denny Franz much. And, of course, Dennis Farina, whenever he was in L.A., we played golf together. But I do see Joe all the time. You know, I mean, he was working on Criminal Minds. I'm doing Sullivan and Son. But, you know, we get together a lot, and we do charity events together. We always go to the Frank Sinatra tournament. Because we promised Frank and Barbara Sinatra we would go. And it was kind of sad this year. It was the first time Dennis hadn't been there in about 20 years. So.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, we like doing, you know, we're actors. We hang out. We like doing reading series, try to promote new plays.
Right.
Writers get new agents, you know, so literary agents. We're actors. You know, that's what it's really about. You just keep working and developing things.
And you saw me on set today. How did I do? What'd you think?
I think you are a perfect where you are right now on radio. I really do. I think your voice is really works for you.
I love it.
And speaking of voices, you have such a distinct voice. See, if people are just tuning in, they know your voice from the Wonder Years. They've seen you in something. I mean, it really is a pleasure to be working with you, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is, especially when the audience gets there, and Gary Cannon is our, you know, he's the comic with the audience, and he's close to our four regulars. So they do a lot of banter back and forth. I guarantee you're going to have a lot of laughs tomorrow.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Dan Loria, Dan, thank you so much for coming on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Dan Loria, he plays Jack Sullivan in Sullivan and Son, of course, the father in Wonder Years. It's just what a great guy. Couldn't be nicer.